talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. Your little homegrown honey, honey, honey. You're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Homegrown Honey by Darius Rucker, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which took place last weekend at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And today's radio show, we're going to be taking a look back at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we interviewed not all, but quite a few of our vendors, and basically asking them what they were showing, displaying at the show, and talking to homeowners about. So our goal is to, if you missed the show last weekend, we wanted to give you a little bit of a sense of what you may have missed, and hear what all of the vendors had on display. And this is actually the audio from videos that we shot at the show. And so if you do a search of on our YouTube channel for videos of the Charleston Fall Home Show, you will see videos that match up with the audio that you're hearing today. So let's take a look back. Have a great weekend.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Can you tell me your name and who you're with?
Sure. My name's Marissa Little, and I'm with A Little Staging Sales.
All right, Marissa. We're on the second floor of the Gilliard Center, and we've got the Decor Wars displays set up. Marissa, kind of describe what you're showing today.
So I decided to go with a coastal theme since we are in the Lowcountry, and I know that a lot of people really love that theme. So I thought that I would bring in some shells and some starfish and some driftwood, sand, glass, all of the things that make it coastal, and just kind of put it all together using some of our staging tips so that way people can see how to style a bookshelf.
Gotcha. And just to let people know, Decor Wars is a challenge that we put to several different home furnishing companies to artfully decorate their own bookcases and display them here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And little staging company, you help real estate agents and homeowners with staging their properties for sale, but then you also offer design services too.
Absolutely. So I can come into the home and I can help people when they're trying to get their home just as they want it. And they've always had a vision of how they want it to be, but they just can't quite get it there. And they need just that extra eye to kind of help them get things pulled together. I help them with picking out new things if we need to use new things, and I also help them just to use what they have and really just pull it together and bring the design style that they want.
Can homeowners hire a little staging, not for staging a house, but for design services?
Absolutely. I have so many clients that I come in, and like I say, they get into a new home after they've staged their house to sell, and it's sold, and then they get to their new house, and they're like, well, I want it to be like it was when I staged it. Because they finally got it the way they wanted it when they staged it. And so I come back in and I help them when they get in their new home. And we pick out light fixtures if we need to. We pick out paint colors. We pick out new furniture. We use existing furniture, existing accessories, buy new, whatever. I help them to try to find their vision. And I help them to really try to discover what style they have so they know, okay, moving forward, what style am I? Because a lot of times people don't even know what kind of style they want. They're just buying things left and right, trying to make it all fit together and feel like home, but they don't really know what they're doing. So I help them to kind of just pull it all together and go, oh, I feel so much better about this now, and have confidence in putting together their home.
There's an art to decorating a bookcase, and there's also some to-dos and things you should not do.
Yes. So in decorating a bookshelf, you want to make sure that you try to keep things symmetrical and try to keep the eye from being bounced all over the place. You want to keep colors very, very cohesive. So you want to make sure your colors are intermixed and working well in the shelf. But I think the biggest thing is, and I don't know if the viewers know this, but in this decor war, we were given twist items.
Talk about that.
So within our theme, they said, okay, you can pick a theme, but then we're going to throw a couple of twist items your way, and you have to make it fit. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's pretty simple, except for I don't know if you can pick out which ones could be the twist item, but the goal was to try to make it so cohesive that it wouldn't have even noticed. And I think that's really important for a homeowner, because you're going to have a lot of different things that you can pull together from your home that you don't even realize you can make it all work.
And the twist items were items that we said, you know, let's say you're working with a client and they want you to decorate their bookcase, but you're all ready to go to decorate it. But then they say, oh, by the way, I forgot. There's a couple of items that are very personal to me, and I'd really like you to display those. And can you tell me what are the twist items here? Because I can't pick them out.
Well, yes. So I picked a black bell. So here's the black bell, and I chose the black bell because I believe in every design there should be something black, something white, and something green. So I grabbed that, and then I grabbed this green plate because, again, it goes within my theory of you got to have something black, green, and white, and it just kind of blends on in. But see how I used the theme of the other items that I have in the shelf to kind of blend it in so that it just it's very cohesive. And it's that twist item that people often throw my way, and they'll say, well, this is my inspiration piece, I got to work around it. And sometimes, you know, it may not be anywhere near the theme that you have in mind, but you make it work. You find a way to make it work.
You know, I don't know if this is a good analogy or not, but sometimes if someone has a nice haircut, you don't always say, oh, they have a nice haircut. But if they have a bad haircut, you sure know that. You sure notice it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things where design is really, it's hard to teach someone how to do it, but it's easy to show someone, listen, you may not have the training that I have to do this, but I can show you and give you the confidence to know, okay, find a style that you like and stick with your style. Don't go outside of the style, because as soon as you start going outside of the style that you've chosen, that you love, that's your twist item. When you start throwing in other styles and you're trying to make things fit that shouldn't fit. And so I always just tell people, you know, just let's work on getting your vision, and let's just narrow in on it. And they feel confident about it at that point. I teach them how to pull things together. And that's a really neat part of my job, is that I see people's eyes light up when they're like, oh, I finally figured out what style I am, and I don't have to go out buying all these random pieces trying to figure out what goes where. So I teach them, you know, but it's one of those things that people don't automatically know how to do, and it's really cool to be able to teach them.
We should mention this bookcase was provided by Charleston Amish Furniture, right?
Rob, yes, absolutely, and it is a gorgeous piece, and I chose it because of the texture of the wood. It's like that driftwoody, really beachy, coastal type of wood. But yeah, he graciously offered to allow me to use it so that I could decorate it beautifully.
Wonderful. Well, how can folks get more information about Little Staging?
I have a website, littlestaging.com. You can always call me at 843-609-8440, or you can just email me. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, all the social media. You can always catch me there. But places like this, I advertise in the magazine that you all have, and I mean, there's all sorts of ways to get me. All sorts of ways.
Very good. Well, you have a beautiful bookcase here and a beautiful display downstairs. Thanks, Marissa.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and your company name.
Bo Hutchison with Akerman Coating Southeast.
Very good. Well, Bo, take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
All right, we're here this weekend displaying Akerman. It's a coating for docks, deck, porches, and concrete. So basically what the product's designed to do is fill the cracks, lock the splinters down, create a safer surface for people to walk on.
And you're showing several before and afters. Are these real sections of dock that have been torn off a dock?
Correct. Yeah, all these displays are anywhere between 15 and 25 years old. So, every job's a little bit different. So we like to kind of show people, what we can do.
Sometimes people like kind of that weather distress look for furniture in their house, but on a dock, that's not a good idea.
Right. We can do just about any color. So, a lot of people like to have their dock with that aged gray, weathered wood look. So we can, virtually match anything that they want.
But a weathered dock, there's going to be splintering. There might be some rusty nails and things like that. And the Akerman coating, what will that do to rectify that?
Right. So the coating's really thick. So, it'll lock everything down. It fills those cracks and splinters and everything and just make sure it's locked down and safe.
How long will the Akerman coating last before it needs to be resurfaced?
The product's guaranteed for 10 years. So that's against any chipping, peeling, and your typical issues that you would deal with any other coating.
What's a good color that won't be too hot underfoot in the summertime?
Our custom color gray here I have, displayed. That's our number one seller. So it goes with, just about anything and doesn't get as hot in the sun.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Akerman Coatings?
They can visit the website, it's akerman.com, or you can call my cell phone, it's 803-493-8539.
And how is Akerman spelled?
That's A-C-R-Y-F-I-N.
AkermanCoatings.com. All right. Very good. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
My name is Christopher Sariga, and I'm with Advanced Window Fashions.
All right, Christopher, take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Of course. So we are an exclusive Hunter Douglas gallery here in Charleston, and today we are presenting all of our motorized power view options.
And what are motorized power options?
So you can either have a pebble, where it's just a remote that you control all of your shades with, or you can integrate a hub into your wireless router and connect with your phone to control your shades that way.
Is there anything you can demonstrate?
Sure, absolutely.
This is the pebble that you were talking about?
This is our pebble, yes. And all you have to do is hit the number that the shade corresponds to. So we're going to do the silhouette today. And we're just going to close the veins. Let's close them. Yep, it's not working. Something did happen. Oh, there we go. We're going to move it up and down.
And do you have to install a lot of hard wires for this, or can this be run by battery?
Nope, so a lot of already existing homes can be retrofitted with a battery-powered shade, but if you are doing a new build or something like that, you can do it either as a three-prong plug-in, or you can do it hardwired right into your wires.
And how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
You can visit our website at advancedwindowfashions.com. You can also visit our showroom at 502 Wando Park Boulevard here in Mount Pleasant. And you can stop by the home show all weekend. We will be here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
I'm Jordan Mayo with Aqua Blue Pools.
Very good, Jordan. Take a moment, tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
So we're displaying a little bit of what we do in the Low Country area. We're a gunite and fiberglass pool installer. We do a lot of installs in Kiawa, Isle of Palm, Sullivan's Islands, all up and down the coast.
What kinds of trends are you seeing in the swimming pool business?
Some of the more typical ones, saltwater installations and pools, a lot of negative edge installations as well, and some other things, tanning ledges and pebble finishes inside of pools.
What would you say sets you apart from your competition?
I think we've been in business almost 30 years now. We have a lot of knowledge of the area. I think that really benefits us and our customers.
And what's a commonly asked question you get?
Mostly if a pool can be installed in certain areas like that are close to bodies of water. People are very worried about groundwater levels. And most of the time it's not an issue for us. We've developed ways to install pools in that application.
Yeah, you folks have been able to install pools in very small areas too.
Yes, we do a lot of pools in the downtown area, which there's very little space and very little access most of the time, and we've been able to get around those obstacles.
How can folks get more information about AquaBlue Pools?
Probably the best way is to go to our website, aquabluepools.net, and there's a questionnaire to help you decide what you want and tell us what you want, and then we get back in touch with you and formulate a plan.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
And here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, tell me your name and who you're with.
Tim Worley, Carolina Flooring Specialist, the Garage Floor Company.
Very good, Tim. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you've been displaying here at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
No, absolutely. What we provide to our clients simply is a once-and-done, five-star, commercial-grade showroom floor in their garage. Totally automotive stain-free, slip-resistant, and then they have a lifetime warranty against the floor ever coming up. But this is accomplished over a 2-consecutive-day process. We're completely turnkey, meaning we move everything out, wrap it, tarp it, and have it all back in by the end of the second day.
You almost lost me because I was thinking, if I've got to clean out my garage, I'll talk to you in a couple years. But your Carolina Flooring Specialist is actually moving everything out for the homeowner?
Completely turnkey. That's one of the things. We've been in business since 1999. Very fortunate. We do about 650 homes a year. But the homeowner has to do absolutely nothing. Also, we would never even accept monies or deposits up front for our work. We get paid at the end of the project after the homeowner's expectations have been exceeded.
Is there a profile or type of homeowner that redoing their garage floors, that would really appeal to them?
Well, what we find, and we do everything from a two-car garage, that's 400 square feet to a elevated home garage that might be 2,000 square feet. But typically it's a homeowner that's just looking for something that looks very classy. These floors are meant to be parked on, but they can be entertained on the weekend. And the thing about them, Tim, is they're so easy to clean and maintain. You can't keep bare concrete clean, but these floors are extremely maintenance friendly.
What about the neighbor who has their garage door open all the time and it's always so neat and organized and all the other neighbors hate that neighbor for that? Is that the type of profile that would go with Carolina Flooring Specialist?
We're here to help anybody, obviously, but there's certainly some truth in what you're saying there.
Very good. What you're showing some of the different finishes. What's the most popular?
Yeah, we have 9 custom colors to choose from, and certainly in the tan family, brownstone and safari are the two most popular colors. But in the gray family, granite is the most popular for sure. But and we typically tell the homeowner to base it not on the outside of your house, but think of the garage inside. What color are the walls? And that's typically what you would want to base it off of.
Is this can you buy this kind of material at the big box store, and is it a do-it-yourself kind of project?
It absolutely is not. Because of the prep, we're always dust-free diamond grinding the substrate. Doesn't matter whether it's 20 years old or whether it's brand new, the process is the same. I like to let people know we're in the epoxy business, but epoxy is just a category, right? So it's all about what type of epoxy. This is not a water-based or solvent-based epoxy that you can find in the big box store, but instead this is what's known as 100% solids, two-part industrial resin-based epoxy. Once we finish mixing it for, say, a two-car garage, we'll have less than 15 minutes to work with it.
So there's a limited shelf life, and if you're not used to doing this every day, you could really make a big mistake.
Well, again, for an average two-car garage, for us, you're talking about 3 to 4 trained personnel on the job to get that install done.
Tell our listeners and viewers about the $2,000 prize package that Carolina Flooring Specialists is giving away here at the show.
Oh yeah, we're very excited about that. That one lucky winner, of course, once they're selected, we'll be contacted, we'll go out, we'll get their garage completely measured, bring sample colors for them to select from, and then, like you said, it is valued at $2,000, and that's that gets you a certain amount of square footage, but a typical two-car garage for sure. And then, you know, then if it's anything over that, you know, we work out the difference with them on that. But it's definitely a $2,000 value for sure.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Flooring Specialists?
Just give me a call directly, 843-725-8502, or visit our website at Carolina Flooring Specialist. That has an S on the end, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Oh, I'm Michelle Martin. I'm with Carpet Baggers Carpet One in West Ashley.
Hey, Michelle. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
All right. We're demonstrating the durability of waterproof floors. This is a CoreTech product. And we've had it soaking in water for over 24 hours now, where we also have laminate, and you can see that it's starting to lose its integrity in the tongue and groove. We have wood, and you can tell by being exposed to water, it's just kind of coming apart and swelling. And it's important to know why this is important is that the low country, high moisture content, we have some flooding issues. You just want a floor that's going to last. It's durable, strong, beautiful.
We've had a lot of flooding in the Charleston area the past few years, and so I imagine a lot of people have had to replace their floors. What makes the CoreTech product waterproof?
Well, it's waterproof, and of course, you know, it gets kind of technical, dirty water, clean water, but it's waterproof against floods like from your wash machine, from your ice maker, because it's vinyl. It's adhered to a waterproof core, and it has a nice cork backing to give it some sound softening qualities.
So it will dry out if your house does flood?
Yeah.
And CoreTech has, I think originally it was being used in a lot of commercial applications like restaurants and hotels, and a lot of homeowners now are using it, the CoreTech product, in their homes.
It is. It's actually not just for us, but nationwide. It's outselling wood. People love it. It stays beautiful. It's resistant to scratches and dents, and it just will last a very long time. So it's a lifetime warranty. So,
Carpet Baggers Floor Coverings. You folks sell all sorts of different kinds of floor coverings. What would be like the? Is carpet more popular than hard surface, or vice versa?
Hard surfaces are definitely the trend right now. Softer surfaces, maybe in bedrooms. We do a lot of custom rugs, runners, things that pull the decor together, but definitely hard surfaces, CoreTech, and our hardwood looks are definitely popular.
Does Carpet Baggers also sell tile?
We do. We have a huge showroom of tile. We have Emser and Chesapeake, all kinds of brands, and beautiful.
Well, how can folks get more information about Carpet Baggers?
Oh, you can come visit us at 3196 Marginal Road. We're located between Carolina Bay and Main Road in West Ashley. Or call us 843-571-0013.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Sure. My name is Marty Uchin. I am with Certapro Painters here in Charleston.
Hey, Marty. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Sure. We're really here to just tell people about our business. We're a professional painting company. We do residential and commercial interior and exterior painting, and we serve the Tri-County area.
Very good. And what would you say sets Certapro Painters apart from maybe other paint contractors?
Our commitment to quality. We're very big on communication, so keeping the customer informed along the way, and just really standing by our promise of doing good quality work.
A lot of times with painting, it takes a good deal of preparation, and that can create a pretty good mess. I mean, you're kind of taking a step backwards to take two steps forward. How does Certapro Painters handle something like that?
That's a really good point, Tim. A lot of people don't think about painting as it relates to the preparation aspect of it, but preparation is usually 75% of the effort, really. And with this environment here, especially outside exterior, it's a very harsh environment on people's properties, so we're doing a lot of prepping in terms of scraping, sanding, and caulking before we actually even start putting paint on the exterior.
Sometimes a person's property borders a neighbor, and you have to ask permission to get on that neighbor's property. How do you ensure that that the neighbor's property will be treated with respect?
Yeah, well, if that is indeed the case, then we will negotiate with a neighbor and let them know we're going to be doing work. But typically, we don't have to do that. We'll put up protective barriers. We won't spray homes when homes are too close. We'll do brush and roll, but we're very careful when we do our work. But again, if we do have to involve a neighbor, we'll make sure we coordinate that in advance.
Is there any difference in quality between spraying on the paint on a house versus brushing it on?
Not if it's done by a professional. The nice thing about a spray can get in some crevices that aren't easy to get in with brush and roll, but as long as we're doing two coats of either brush and roll or spray, then the homeowner is still getting the same coat of coverage, final coat.
And does Certapro Painters use a particular type of paint?
We use all professional grade quality paint. We use some of our vendor suppliers such as Sherwin-Williams, PPG, Benmore, and other companies of that nature.
I've always heard never skimp on the paint.
That's absolutely true. Don't underspend when you're painting your home, only because you're wrapping your home, protecting your home from the weather and other elements, and it's really good to always keep that up.
How can folks get more information about Certapro Painters?
Sure, they can reach out to us on our website, charleston@certapro.com, or they can give us a call here, our local number, 843-870-7856.
All right, great. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
I'm Rob Pinion. I'm with Charleston Amish Furniture, located on Sam Rittenberg Boulevard over in West Ashley.
Very good. Well, Rob, take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you've been displaying today and all this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
We're an Amish furniture store. All our furniture is made by the Amish master craftsmen in Ohio and Indiana, premium hardwoods, premium conversion varnish finish. We carry a living room, bedroom, dining, and outdoor. Here at this show, we have some pieces of dining and bedroom, as well as some accessory pieces. One of the most popular pieces here at this show has been our live edge tables. We have a maple slab with a turquoise inlay. We have a walnut dining room table with butterfly clips. And then earlier today, we were one of the most popular pieces was the Space Saver wine cabinet located right behind you.
This is the Space Saver wine cabinet. Why is it so popular?
Well, so many families are downsizing, as well as the new construction with the condos and townhomes. They need something a little smaller. And this wine cabinet works very well for that. It's got places for 9 wine glasses. It's got some shelf space, drawer space, and room for 18 wine bottles. And you could fit in almost any space within a dining room or a kitchen.
Gotcha. What is it about Amish furniture that is that people find so impressive?
Amish is the last vestige of good handmade quality furniture here in the United States. It's all premium hardwoods, it's premium finishes, it's the quality of the craftsmanship. So many of your furniture stores, especially your large national chains, they're importing furniture. It's particle board, laminates, veneers, those types of things. This is real wood made by real people.
So most of today's furniture is made overseas, right? In China, particle board kind of thing?
90 to 95% of all furniture sold here in the United States is from overseas, and it's mass produced. The Amish, they make them one piece at a time.
You know, sometimes it's hard to look ahead this far, but these are future heirlooms, right, that you're passing down to your children and grandchildren?
That is true. These are heirloom quality. This furniture is designed to last for three generations. That's where you'll be passing it down to your children and your grandchildren.
Why are these tables called live edge tables?
They are literally, for example, this one right here is a slice out of the center of a maple tree. It's a 400-year-old maple tree. And the edges are the natural edge of the tree. They're not cut down or
squared off.
Not squared off. What you see is literally the outside edge of the tree. For the dining room table there, it's literally the slice out of the center of a walnut tree. And you're literally touching the outside edges of that tree. They have a summer edge and a winter edge. If the tree is taken down in the summer when the sap is active, it's called a summer edge because the bark just falls off. If it's taken down in the winter, when the sap is contracted to the center and it's not active, then the bark will remain on it. So that's how you know the difference between a summer edge and a winter edge.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only person that's been walking by this table, and I can't help but kind of rub my fingers over. It's so smooth.
It is. You know, if we had a jar sitting there and everybody had to put a quarter in for every time they touched it, we'd be millionaires. But it is a beautiful piece. The quality of the craftsmanship is untouched by any other group of builders here in the United States.
Are attendees here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, are they kind of appreciating the quality of the Amish-built furniture?
You know, it's a wow factor. Because you don't see this type of furniture in your national chains, or the variety. And one of the unique things is that any piece you see, you can get it taller, you can get it shorter, you can get it narrower, you can get it wider. You can get it in 7 different woods and over 100 different stains. So you can truly customize it to fit your space and in your home.
And I think one of the last times I interviewed you, one of the Amish craftsmen was at your store, so you have a relationship with these Amish craftsmen.
We do. We have 50 to 60 small woodworking shops there in Ohio and Indiana that build product for us. For example, one shop will specialize in building chairs, another will specialize in building dining room tables, then another one will specialize in building hutches. And so they build it for us, and then we take that raw piece of furniture, and we have a finisher that bring all those pieces together, and he'll finish them all at one time, so they're guaranteed to match in stain.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Amish Furniture?
Of course, you can go to our website, www.charlestonamish.com. You can come visit us, 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, located in the West Ashley area, and all roads seem to lead to West Ashley from around the Charleston area.
All right, very good. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
I'm Connor Burnham, and we are Closets by Design.
All right, great. Well, Connor, take a moment, tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Absolutely. We have an array of all sorts of different stuff that you can, chances are, if there's stuff on the ground, we can put stuff in it laying around the house. So we offer garages, pantries, closets, garage flooring, got all sorts of hardware laying around that you can put on your cabinets here, got all sorts of different color options.
What kinds of trends are you seeing in the closet and organizing business?
In the closet and organizing business, it's really becoming a lot more popular because wire shelving is collapsing left and right. I mean, when you get a new home, typically you're going to have that wire shelving in there. And there's new homes sprouting around all in Charleston, Somerville, on the coastal Carolina. And we're coming in, putting in floor-based, beautiful closets and garage units.
What sets your business off from competitors?
Typically, most closet systems are wall hung, and what sets us apart is ours are floor based. Gives it more stability, more support, looks more aesthetic. Gives the room a complete look to it. It's fuller. That's really the main distinguishing factor.
What's a commonly asked question that you get?
Commonly asked question. Mainly, what can I do with this space, and how can you fill it up and get our stuff off the ground? And we always give them an answer, whether it be filling up their closet, filling up their garage, pantry. We fill up their space and just do maximize the space. So,
Are there any projects you've been involved with that you're particularly proud of?
Yes, actually. I went and designed a garage over in Somerville and ended up being a part of the installation. So I got to see the whole transition of a blank garage wall space to a fully covered wall with all sorts of different garage units, a countertop, the metal extrusions there, just filled up the entire wall and it looked beautiful. So I love that. So.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Closets by Design?
Well, you can visit our website. You can also call our number, come to our display room in North Charleston. They can see, touch all the different samples, see what we're all about, see the whole manufacturing process and the entire journey of how we come to your house, design a closet, and it'll be installed in a couple of months.
All right, great. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
David Friedland. I'm with Heritage Pools.
Hey, David. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're showing here at the Charleston Fall Home Show and what you're talking to attendees about.
Perfect. Yeah, we're showing new construction pool designs, both Heritage I-beam system, which is exclusive to our company, and then also custom gunite swimming pools. So,
what is the Heritage I-beam system?
The Heritage I-beam system is a type of pool construction that utilizes specific bracing that is perfectly built for the low country. So with the high ground movement and water tables here, it stabilizes the structure of the pool and it sets us apart from other companies.
And where is the I-beam installed?
The I-beam is installed on the pool wall, so it's all underground.
It's all underground. And what can happen to a swimming pool here in the Lowcountry if they don't have that I-beam construction?
Things that can happen, you know, if the pool is constructed incorrectly or there are high groundwater tables, pools can actually pop out of the ground. So fiberglass inserts are, in some cases, like putting a boat underground and expecting it not to move in this area. It can happen even with gunite pools. Even if it shifts a little bit, it can not have that support structure of the deck and the pool walls all uniform so that the deck will be higher than the pool. Cracking, things of that nature.
I heard that during some of the floods we had the last few years, that was happening. Some of those swimming pools were actually floating because of the so much water.
Definitely. It happens with the storms we get. We actually, our company, we're also here talking about repairs, renovations, remodels. So we do all of those things, including maintenance of swimming pools. And that's a big concern, and that's how our company became so prevalent in this market.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Heritage Pools?
They can go to our website, which you can Google Heritage Pools, or go to swimhere.com, or give me a call, 843-209-1801.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction.
All right, Kevin. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Well, we've got our new display this year, and we keep tweaking this every show with some large format photos of projects that we've been doing over the last, some of these are probably 25 years old, older photos, but most of them are more current projects in the last 6 to 12 months.
And Kalman Construction, do you folks do more remodeling or new construction?
I think we're kind of odd in this market that we do both. We're a design build company, so we'll design and build either new remodeling, kitchens, baths, sunroom additions, all kinds of things.
What kinds of trends are you seeing in the construction industry?
Well, we're still stuck, I think, in the white cabinet and the gray trend right now. It seems like it's still going on strong. Painted cabinets, lots of gray natural material as far as stones go in the bathrooms. Chrome is starting to give way. Finally, brushed nickel has always been in there, but now we're starting to see more of the gold tones coming back.
And Kalman Construction has been around since when?
1988. Hard to believe.
1988. What would you say your secret of your success is? What sets you apart from other builders?
We get up every day and show up on time.
That makes sense. That's very simple, but simple works.
It's 90% of the job right there.
What's a commonly asked question that you get at Kalman Construction?
How much is a square foot? You know, I get that all the time, and it's such a difficult question that my off-the-cuff reply is, how much did you pay for your car by the pound? Because that's how much relevance it really has. I tell people that I'll come out, I'll look at their project, and then I'll give them a ballpark from there, but I really don't like to give any ballpark estimates.
Yeah, certain building materials and items can really skew a cost per square foot, like if you added an elevator or a swimming pool or a metal roof, for example.
Well, one guy's 2,000 square foot house could be a rectangle. Another guy's 2,000 square foot house could have 14 corners on it and 6 roof planes. So how do you know? And I tell people sometimes when they're trying to compare stuff like that, that the guy with the highest price might be the best value, but you don't have enough information to accurately make that decision yet.
Best value meaning the cheapest price?
No, I mean he might have more stuff included, even though he's giving you a higher price off the cuff. You just don't know because it's always apples and oranges at that point.
How can folks get more information about Kalman Construction?
They can look us up on the web at kalmanconstruction.com, or they can call us at our office at 843-452-6635.
All right, great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Tim. Take care.
With Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
My name's Brad Gosshorn, and I'm with Living Designs Landscaping.
Hey, Brad. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you've been displaying here at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
So we're a landscape design and implementation company. And what we really try to reflect is the full scope of services that we provide, or are prepared to provide. From design, development, installation, maintenance, and just the whole package. So from hardscaping, softscapes, irrigation, lighting, just really creating livable, viable, vibrant outdoor spaces.
Well, I have to say, Living Designs Landscaping, you folks have got one of the most impressive displays here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners? Kind of walk us through here?
Yeah, so what we've created is we have this nice corner space, a nice rectangular space, very similar to a courtyard and traditional Charleston courtyard. We have a nice, large Muskogee crepe myrtle. It's a multi-trunk crepe myrtle with gorgeous lavender blooms, and it sort of dominates the space, gives a nice anchor to the space. And then we've created many multi-tier levels of softscape with different textures and colors and varieties of leaf shapes.
When you say softscape, what do you mean?
So pretty much refers to any of the shrubs that we're using. So grasses, shrubs, ferns, seasonal and annual color.
Hardscape being what we're standing on now.
The bluestone that we're standing on right now. Yep, that's correct.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Continue.
So then we also, really in Charleston, especially in our really hot summers, it's nice to have a sense of movement. And it's nice to hear water. So we do have a nice feature here, water feature here, that just sort of gives you that sense of movement and the sort of sense of coolness in the garden.
Very serene, having that trickle of water in the background.
Of course. We try to make it a meditative space as well as a relaxing space.
And then you've got, these are like river rocks here.
It's a Mexican beach pebble. It's a nice way to make that transition between an actual patio surface and then an edging. So we have a granite cobble that's very traditional Charleston material. You'll see it quite a bit in the historic gardens.
So, Living Designs Landscaping, your display is crossing several disciplines. You've got outdoor lighting, you've got hardscape, you've got softscape. It's the whole package.
Yes, correct.
And if you work with Living Designs Landscaping, you're going to be able to encompass all of this rather than hiring different contractors.
That's, for the most part, that's correct. I mean, we do some level of irrigation in-house. If it's a really large project, we do subcontract out, but we work with one or two irrigation contractors here in Charleston pretty religiously. We also work with a lighting contractor as well. So.
And what about once it's all installed, what about the maintenance?
So we do provide full maintenance. Because we want it to be as successful a landscape as you want it to be. So we really want to give you a space that you can enjoy, that you're proud of, and that you feel like you've invested properly in. So.
Well, how can folks get more information about Living Designs Landscaping?
You can go onto the internet and find us online. Just Google Living Designs Landscaping, and you'll see all of our contact information there.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brad.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Hi, my name is Michael Conley with Low Country Basement Systems.
Very good. Well, Michael, take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you've been talking about and showing folks here at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Okay, so a lot of people here in Charleston have issues with their foundation, crawl spaces, flooding, especially around this time of the year during hurricane season. So we've been talking to a lot of people about a really cool piece of technology. It's called a smart vent. We have one on display right now, but it helps people deal with flooding issues. It can lower their flood insurance, but also just a few other random questions. But that's been something that's been coming up frequently.
Gotcha. Well, here in the Lowcountry, most people do not have a basement. So how does that relate to Lowcountry basements?
Okay. It's a long story, but I'll try to tell it pretty quickly here. So there was a gentleman, Larry Janeski. He started up in Connecticut about 30 years ago helping people. He found out there was definitely a need for people dealing with waterproofing issues, specifically in basements. One thing led to another. They developed about 30 different patents, and they kind of spread out. So we're still a part of that group as a dealer of the 30 different patented items that, again, are designed specifically for foundation and waterproofing repair. So we're in the Low Country, and we're part of the group. Put them together, and you got Low Country Basement Systems.
Gotcha. So you're dealing with the crawl spaces here in the Charleston area.
Crawl spaces or slabs. If your home was built on a slab, something like this right here, and it was sinking, we can still help you. We can stabilize that slab and lift it back up into place.
What happens if your slab is cracking? Sometimes some of the plumbing is located within the slab itself.
Mm-hmm. So if there was a plumbing issue, you might want to reach out to another contractor, somebody that could help you deal with the carpet or the wood flooring issue that you would have to address, and then remove the concrete and then tackle the plumbing.
It can create a leak is what I'm getting at.
Oh, right. So if you did have erosion soil problems underneath the slab, we can still stabilize that slab by coring out an 8-inch hole in the concrete, going down to pressure, going down to that strata, and then attaching a bracket beneath the concrete. With hydraulic pressure, we can lift that slab back into place, put some new concrete over it, put your padding down, your carpet down, your flooring down, and we can do that too.
What's a commonly asked question you get at Low Country Basement Systems?
They ask us a lot about foam, and that's a different philosophy than what we have. We like to encapsulate crawl spaces and keep the water away from the foundation of the home and move it away, prevent the home from sinking from the foundation walls. Foam is a little bit different philosophy, a little different.
Foam insulation?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That really, this is a different conversation, but that's a frequently asked question we get.
How can folks get more information at Low Country Basement Systems?
Just Google us. Go online, search for Low Country Basement Systems, foundation repair, waterproofing repair. You might find us on Angie's List, the Better Business Bureau, Facebook, Yelp, everybody.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Mike Thompson, Outdoor Lighting Perspectives of Charleston.
All right, great. Well, hey, Mike, take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying here at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Well, we've got Charleston's best outdoor lighting. We install, we maintain, and we warranty each system. All our products are all LED, so it's all energy efficient. The best stuff on the market, copper and brass, which is the non-corrosive metal, stuff that lasts a lifetime, that we give a lifetime guarantee on.
Everybody's trying to conserve money and energy, and is having outdoor lighting, isn't that just adding to their power bill?
No, that's the great thing about a low voltage LED system. We plug into a 120 receptacle, it converts that 120 volts down to 12, then we run our wires from there. And because all the products are LED, you can run these things night in, night out, dusted on. You might see a dollar difference in your power bill. So very energy efficient. You know, it's not going to add to your power bill, and it's actually going to save you money in the long run. You're not having to run your floods or your porch lights, stuff like that, because you get the nice, beautiful ambiance of the light, but also the energy efficiency benefits.
Besides it making your lighting up your landscape at night and making your house look beautiful at night, what about the security aspect of it?
You know, it's a proven fact that anybody that wants to break into your home is looking for darkness. So as aesthetically pleasing as outdoor lighting is, having something there that shows that you're home, you know, it gives that safety, that added safety benefit to it.
And it must be kind of difficult to demonstrate your products during the daytime. How do you do that with a homeowner?
Well, believe it or not, as long as I've been doing this, I can look at a person's home or yard and kind of know what would look good. But if a person, you know, wants to see the proposal or how we would approach their project, we can come out at night and set a demo up and actually show them. So they're able to see at night what it would look like.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can go to our website at www.charleston.outdoorlights.com, or you can give us a call at 843-412-5874.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
I'm Ken Good, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
All right, Ken, take a moment, tell our listeners and viewers what you've been displaying at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Well, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen is a full-service outdoor kitchen provider. We do outdoor lifestyle. And what we got on display now, just a lot of pictures of jobs that we've done. We do a lot of outdoor kitchens, outdoor fire pits, outdoor fireplaces. We also do garage cabinetry, garage floors, and garage slat walls. So we kind of dabble in both things. But here again, you know, our specialty is the outdoor kitchens.
Very good. Well, what kinds of trends are you seeing in outdoor living?
We're seeing more and more people want to bring the inside out, and you're starting to see a lot more emphasis put on outdoor living. You're seeing a lot of people are doing now the full outdoor kitchens. They're doing fires. They just want to live outside anymore. And Charleston's such a beautiful place to live, and you can basically use your outdoor kitchen year-round.
What sets Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen apart from maybe some of the other companies that might be doing the same thing?
Well, we're a full-service outdoor kitchen provider, like I said. We're also a licensed builder, so we can pull permits and do everything the legal way. We're also, you know, basically carry basically all your mid-range to high-end grills. We don't carry anything you buy at the big box stores, and that's kind of sets us apart. You know, we're basically a specialty contractor.
And Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, you folks are giving away one of the $2,000 Fall Home Improvement Prize packages. Describe that.
Yeah, we've got basically a big green egg, large green egg, with a table that it sits in and the accessories to go with it. So we're kind of excited to be part of that giveaway.
Very good. Well, we always have local winners at the Charleston Fall Home Show, so be listening to our next radio show. We'll be telling you who the winners are. And how can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, they can go to our website at palmettooutdoorkitchens.com, or they can come by our showroom. We have a showroom located at 1000 Johnny Dodd Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We also have a showroom at 4380 Bluffton Parkway in Bluffton, South Carolina, and you can reach us by telephone, 843-216-0006.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
I'm Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie.
All right, Shoshana. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying here today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Well, Shelf Genie has custom in glide-out drawers. They have 100-pound capacity. They're warranted for life, parts, and labor. They're melamine on the bottom, so nothing will scratch, stain, or warp. I can go 40 inches in any one direction. I can give different heights and dividers, and I can custom outfit any existing cabinetry or pantry.
And why are slide-out shelves important in the kitchen?
Well, a lot of people have trouble getting down and under or in blind corners or in small pantries. Things get stuck in the back. When you can pull the whole shelf out into the light, you can see it much better and you don't hurt your back.
That's right. It saves your back from having to get down your hands and knees and looking way in the back. But in the kitchen, what are some of the items that people might not use that often that, you know, they would be able to readily access if they had one of these Shelf Genie pull-out shelves?
Well, the panini makers tend to be heavy. People don't want to leave them out, so if you put it on a glide-out shelf. And the nice thing, too, about the glide-outs is even the Le Creuset pots, large, heavy things, we can put them on the top shelf. People are used to putting them on the bottom shelf because they think it's safer. But since ours hold 100 pounds, we can take anything heavy and put it on the top shelf.
Is the Shelf Genie pull-out shelves, is that a product for to retrofit your cabinets, or can they go into new construction?
We can do anything with these. I've cut holes out of stairways and made drawer units under there. We have so many options available. I'm an organizational designer, so if somebody's having trouble with their space, I can usually help them find a better solution.
What's a commonly asked question that you get?
How much do they cost?
And how much do they cost?
I tell them it's better than a vacation because you can live with it every day. It never ends.
All right, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
Well, they can go to shelfgenie.com or they can dial 888-217-8050.
What's that number again?
888-217-8050.
All right. Thanks, Shoshana.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Hi, Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite.
Hi, Greg. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
So today we're showing a lot of the various products that we carry, both granite, marble, and quartz products, as well as we have a couple of sinks with us also.
What kinds of trends are you seeing in the countertop business?
We're still seeing a lot of the designers and a lot of the custom home people are driving towards the white and the gray products, which we have a lot of. We have six bundles of a product called Shadow Storm in stock right now, which are very white, gray, light blue. Some even have a little bit of a Calcutta, a little bit of a brown look that looks great with hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm. What would you say sets Universal Marble and Granite apart from your competition?
Well, we're very proud to say that we've got 37 five-star Google ratings. We're the only one in the state of South Carolina can say that. We've been in business 14 years, and we pride ourselves on our customer service.
And what's a commonly asked question that you get?
A lot of people would like to know, you know, the difference between the various products, you know, quartz products and, you know, the advantages to quartz. Of course, quartz can't stain, you know, it won't etch, etc.
And how can folks get more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
They can reach Universal Marble and Granite at universalmgranite.net or give us a call at 843-767-7779. And we're at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston. Please come visit us.
All right, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.